The Parks and Wildlife Department says the proposal is mostly about protecting hunters' hearing and maintaining the tranquility of the outdoors. Scott Vaca is Assistant Chief of Wildlife Enforcement for the department.
Some neighbors don't want to hear gunshots, and they're less likely to hear or be disturbed by gunshots through a firearm with a suppressor or silencer attached.
Just how much less likely? I didn't have the equipment lying around the newsroom, so I turned to the internet to find out.
Here is a standard semi-automatic AR-15 in 223.
This is from a YouTube video uploaded by a user named Elite Arbor. Next, he screws on his silencer.
Here the gun is silenced. The magic of a silencer.
A silencer doesn't make it completely silenced whenever you still use your normal 223 ammo or your 22 ammo or whatever, but it quietens it down quite a bit.
Don Steele leads hunting tours in Texas. Silencers are already allowed in the state for hunting feral hogs. That's something he has a lot of experience with. Despite what Parks and Wildlife says, Steele says silencers can be useful for more than just ear protection.
You have an opportunity, if you miss, to shoot more times without everything scattering, running off.
But you need more than just the silencer to get that advantage. You need the silencer and special ammunition.
When you use your subsonic ammo, whether it's 308, 223, 22, the only thing you hear basically is the action of the rifle. You don't hear the bullet.
Back to the internet. Here's the same gun as before with a silencer and subsonic ammunition. The loudest noise appears to be the bullet hitting the target. Great for stealth hunting, but worrying for gun control advocates.
I think there should be concerns across the spectrum from people who are engaging in legitimate hunting activity and who are not able to hear the report of rifle fire from a hunter or hunters who are not in their group and don't have that valuable warning.
Lad Everett is a spokesperson with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
And then moving everywhere from illicit activity of people hunting on lands they're not supposed to be or using these devices, for activities they're not supposed to be.
Those are some of the reasons silencers are currently prohibited for most hunting in Texas. But Parks and Wildlife Scott Vaca says the department has no actual data to show that silencers pose a risk.
So we did receive a petition for rulemaking to do away with the current prohibition. And since we didn't have any data to support that it was a poaching issue or a resource concern, we went forward with the proposal.
Vaca adds that the purchase of silencers is costly and strictly regulated by the federal government. Texas Parks and Wildlife is now taking public comment on the proposal. The Parks and Wildlife Commission will review those comments at its March 28th meeting, and the commission is expected to vote on the rule change on March 29th. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.